As we start to focus on a full and complete school year this coming September, the federal government opened the application process for funding violence and suicide prevention training for schools. It's mandated by the Students, Teachers, and Officers Preventing School Violence Act, otherwise known as the Stop School Violence Act. Department of Justice's request for proposals encourages states and school districts, tribal organizations to apply for evidence-based violence prevention programs. This is for middle and high schools. This goes nationwide, by the way. Application period is only open until August 2nd, so you have to act fast to get one of these grants. The Stop School Violence Act, just giving the mechanics of it, builds off the research and lessons learned from the Sandy Hook and other school shootings to scale proven evidence-based early intervention programs in schools to prevent future shootings, suicides, other forms of school violence. The organization Sandy Hook Promise proudly worked with Republicans and Democrats to pass the Stop School Violence Act back in 2018. Now we'll continue to fund training for, well, at this point, millions of students and adults to really understand ahead of time what's about to happen regarding gun violence instead of having to react after it happens with the right thoughts and prayers. Look at some stats. 4 out of 5 school shooters tell someone about their plans ahead of time, and 69% tell more than one person, but many youth and adults who are made aware or observe these signs, they don't recognize or report what they're seeing. So the Stop School Violence Act, that helps more schools access these life-saving programs, train their youth and adults to be more proactive and take action to prevent these tragedies. They have links to apply, and of course, they're, you know, .gov website URLs, so they're going to be long and really a waste of time to communicate verbally. So what we're going to do is, if you're interested as a school district to get stop funding for your school district or community, we'll put up the links on our homepage. On just about near the top, we'll put these on issuesandideasradio.com. You can apply online. You can go to grants.gov to stay updated on changes. And it's an easy process, but just for some reason, they make these website names, addresses, just way too long to just say to someone, hey, you want to get on this? Go to smith.gov. Now, it just doesn't work that way. So like I said, we'll put the links to applying online for this important program up on our homepage at issuesandideasradio.com.